Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fuljoen from Gateway News, with a preview of some of the God stories we are publishing this week. The Gospel Works. That is the explanation given by Jane Lowe of Christ for All Nations for 51,569 school children coming to faith in Jesus in Nelson Mandela Bay during evangelism outreaches in the city this month. When we go to the schools, we preach the gospel simple and clear, and that leads them into a prayer for salvation, and we also pray for the infilling of the Holy Spirit, says Mama Jane, as she is called by other members of the team of 10 Christ for All Nations evangelists from the Western Cape, who she is leading in an ongoing mission in the Eastern Cape. The team's goal is to reach 200,000 school children in the province by October. By yesterday, they had reached 72,816 school children in Nelson Mandela Bay. Mama Jane said, "It's like a dream, like seeing a massive touch of God with his plan unfolding in miraculous ways." She said the team members were amazed at the extensive practical and ministry support they were getting from pastors and believers in the city, whose hearts were burning to see souls saved. The team has also been ministering in churches in Nelson Mandela Bay and doing outreaches with local pastors and evangelists. She said she believed their visit has been reawakening the church in the city to the power of the simple gospel. Last Saturday, after attending an evangelism workshop led by one of their team members, a group of about 40 people from a local church went on an outreach in a shopping mall, where they led 40 people to Jesus in 3/4 of an hour. Mama Jane said that at some of the schools they visited, they had opportunities to minister to children as well as to present the gospel. At one school, a team member was led by the Holy Spirit to ask if any children were suffering from depression. He expected one person to respond, but 30 children came forward, some of whom had been planning to commit suicide. In other news, a coalition of religious, cultural, educational, spiritual, and traditional associations representing over 20 million members is calling for an urgent meeting with the new Minister of Basic Education, Siviwe Khwarube, to review concerns about the department training teachers to introduce transgender ideology in pre-primary and primary schools, says Michael Swain, Executive Director of Freedom of Religion South Africa. The DBE's so-called Early Childhood Education Toolkit program was financed by a 40 million rand grant from VVOB, a Belgian organization, and developed in conjunction with the University of Stellenbosch. Following two meetings and despite deep concerns expressed by the coalition, the DBE doubled down on its determination to roll out and implement this highly controversial teacher training in all provinces, says Swain in a press release. He says that in a written response, the DBE claimed it has the power to limit parental rights and to supplement with constitutional principles the values and beliefs that parents are teaching their children. The department denied that it is subverting parental rights and defended its failure to facilitate any meaningful public participation. Swain says with the general elections over, the coalition has again written to the DBE and the new Minister of Basic Education to emphasize the legal, cultural, and religious basis for its ongoing concerns. It points out that the DBE fails to understand that the ECE toolkit will directly impact a child's education by imposing a single ideological worldview based upon radical, deeply controversial, scientifically unproven, and medically contentious views on sex and gender. In so doing, it effectively excludes and marginalizes, even delegitimizes, the beliefs and values of certain, perhaps the vast majority of parents and children. It therefore amounts to a form of state-sanctioned indoctrination of children, which is unacceptable in and of itself, in addition to being potentially very harmful to children. The coalition rejects the DBE's assertion that the toolkit forms part of its strategy to combat gender-based violence by challenging social and gender norms from an early age, says Fort. You can read these stories as well as other God stories on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.